The eight-hour campaign was initialised by Dan Jorgensen, a member of the European Union and head of delegation for the Danish Social Democrats. He joined forces with Animals Angels and Compassion in World Farming to bring about a maximum journey time of 8 hours. But the European Commission's Roger Waite doesn't think it's feasible to avoid long-distance transportation.
It's a lot more expensive if you slaughter the animal first and then transport the meat because you need a refrigerated lorry. You can see why there is a certain amount of economic sense there, and obviously there are poorer countries which can't afford refrigeration, and therefore it's much easier to transport animals live.
However, Christine Hafner says that current animal welfare laws are designed to protect animals during short distances, and the longer they spend on a vehicle, the more problems there are that can occur.
The loading density, which is allowed by the current regulation, is quite high, so there's not enough space for them to lie down and to rest. And theoretically, the trucks should have watering system. There can be a lot of problems that can occur. Well, for example, that simply the watering system is broken, or that in winter it's frozen. And this is a problem that you see also with short distance. But it simply makes a difference if the transfer takes 2 hours or if it takes 30 hours.
The written declaration for an 8-hour maximum journey time needed over half of all members of the European Parliament to sign it by March 15th, 2012. To date, 395 MEPs have agreed to it. That's 17 more than the target. It doesn't mean that the 8-hour limit has now become law, but the declaration has now been adopted. Compassion in World Farming says it sends out an important signal to the European Commission that there is a demand from the elected representative of EU citizens for new legislation. But Roger Waite believes that some MEPs will never be in favour of the ban.
The lobby has been strong, but the problem is, to reach agreement at EU level, we have to have agreement among as many ministers as possible. And you have a number of ministers that will not agree to a maximum journey time of 8 hours. Generally, the politicians try to limit the economic damage.
MEPs who support the 8-hour campaign, Animals Angels and Compassion in World Farming, will continue to work together until the written declaration is passed to the Agricultural Council and Commission for scrutiny. Conclusions are expected during the June Council meeting. Lisa Stevens for the BBC Radio World Service.